Happy, happy Wednesday. Welcome back to another information-packed episode on Ready, Set, Real Estate. Make sure you invite someone to today's episode. We are on episode 204. Yes, your girl's been going strong. We're still here. I keep saying how much I love the show. So today's topic, we'll be talking about this new announcement that FHA has made. And for those of you who have not been on the show, or have connected with our educational real estate component of the show, FHA is what? FHA is what? An insurer. FHA is not a lender. So oftentimes people say, do you have first-time programs, first-time buyer programs? And they think oftentimes FHA. So FHA is an insurer that makes the low down payment possible for those who do not have 20% down. They offer an insurance. It's a risk premium insurance to the lender to allow them to underwrite a loan where you bring less than 20% down. So we'll be talking about this new announcement today. Before I jump into that, of course, we are going to do this classroom style. So I do have a PowerPoint that I'll share with us momentarily because I want to, of course, this is a show that debunks all the misinformation out there. And definitely have to talk about this one. So we are in second quarter. It's April. Fantastic things are happening. Make sure you're writing down your goals. I certainly am. Your goals help you stay focused. When life happens, you get off track, just go back to the goals and say, what do I need to do? Execute, right? Stick with the plan. Of course, because I will be talking about this mortgage, I do want to give a disclaimer here that I am not a licensed mortgage professional or lender. So please consult with your lending team regarding your specific scenarios and situations. Of course, I'll extend this to our disclaimer that covers legal and tax advice as well. Please consult with those licensed and reputable professionals. Again, I'm running into so many people that are not qualified. Folks are just not qualified out here. Okay. Even if they're licensed, doesn't mean they're qualified. Just because you have a driver's license doesn't mean you know how to drive. Right. So that's my spiel. I'm not going to pick on anyone, but you know, it's been one of those weeks where you kind of run into some people and you go like, how in the heck are you out here running a business? How in the heck are you doing this, right? So tighten up, buttercup. Okay, so that's my disclaimer. And for those of you who are new to me, welcome. Say hi, say hello. Make sure you press 1 down below. Let me know you're here. Press 2. Let me know you shared it. And of course, I'll just give a little bit about me, a snippet of me. Aside from my love of real estate, I am creator and founder of Ready, Set, Real Estate. Of course, that's the trademark, the merch, the classes, the training, the book, also known as Super Agent, formerly Lisa Porta, but I am as now a married woman, so I am known as Lisa Gillette. Patricia, welcome to the show. And so I am an active licensed real estate broker. That means I'm 10 toes to the concrete. I'm out in the field. I'm out in the world with you. I am staying up to date with the news, what's happening, the economy, the geopolitical arena, the sociopolitical arena, because all these things are so interdependent in what we do, right? We live, breathe real estate, albeit you are in a commercial building and you have an office space, whether you run a storefront or you shop at a storefront, whether you fill your gas at a gas station, whether you are growing or you have to, buy food at farmer's market, your fruits and veggies, because that's what hubby and I are doing now. And so that's real estate, right? We're talking about industrial, commercial, residential, agricultural, manufacturing. That's all real estate. So it's one of those things you just can't get away from. And it's one of the things that I say transcends all isms, racism, right? Ageism, classisms, doesn't matter. Real estate is one of those things that transcends all isms, meaning we all experience an aspect of it. All right, that's my spiel for today. Of course, we have a show sponsor for today's episode. I am lining up our guest for April because I, you know what? it is Financial Literacy Month, and I have not seen anyone talk about any events, workshops, or classes for financial literacy. Of course, you know, we have one. Let me bring that up here. So I'm going to talk about that shortly. We do have, hold on, just bring that up here. We do have a workshop coming up. I'm really excited for our next community event that's happening on April 22nd. So you can register at Real Estate Life, because we're about that Real Estate Life, realestatelife.events. So that's www.realestatelife.events. And this month we'll be talking about the new rules. I take it no one is paying attention to the new laws. When we kicked off our show in January, we talked about how many laws have gone into effect and have changed the game of real estate. And there is a sweet, sweet, sweet opportunity for you all. And you've got to check this out. There's a sweet, sweet opportunity happening that's actually effective. So it goes into effect January, and it sunsets sooner than you can say, whoa, did I miss the boat? So we definitely want you to get registered to find out about more on how to buy foreclosed properties and beat out the investors. No overbids necessary. So make sure you get on that list, register at realestatelife.events, and we'll see you live. This is an in-person class, free attend for our community and local residents. If you are a licensee, you are welcome to attend at $200 a ticket or join our brokerage. So that's it. So announcements, that's happening. What else is happening? Oh, that's about it. Let me give a shout out to our show sponsor of today's episode, and then we'll be right back after the sponsor break.
Do you have properties that need to be maintained? For professional services that guarantee your property will stay safe and secure, Omnis Property is the team you want by your side. As a company, we pride ourselves on our best-in-class professionals, equipped with the latest technology for all your end-to-end property preservation needs. That means that from start to finish, our expert team can handle everything from accurate assessments to preservation projects of all sizes. Save money and time by working with leading experts that understand your needs and are committed to premier service. Get started today by contacting us for your project estimate. Visit www.omnispreservation.com or call 310-957-9132.
All right. Episode 204. Of course, I've got to shout out our radio podcast listeners who are tuning in and tuning in strong. In fact, I got an email that we are like on the top 75 podcasts in South Africa. So I want to shout out to those who are listening abroad. We are, well, I'm local. I'm in LA, California, within the United States. But wow, that's incredible. So I received that we have a listening audience all the way in South Africa. So shout out to our African brothers and sisters. Appreciate you, love you, and thank you for the continued love and support. All right, let's see who else is in the building. LaDonna says, grand rising, and great rising, absolutely. Spring is here, spring, you know, we've had the spring equinox last week. And although our weather here is not really, it's not really shown itself. She says, congratulations. Thank you. It's just consistency, right? Staying there, showing up, and doing it for something bigger than myself. That's what this show is about. It's bigger than me. It's definitely bigger than me. It's not about me. It's about getting this information out there to you all. And so here we go. All right. Make sure you have your pens, pads, papers, and notepads, because we're going to be discussing this term, FHA. Before I jump into that, of course, you know, I'd love to do giveaways and pop quizzes. So we had a question last time that I wanted to address, especially as we're going to delve into kind of the foreclosure arena, default arena, loan modification arena. So one of the questions that I want to pose to you is, do you know the difference between, right? Do you know the difference between a mortgage lender and versus mortgage servicer. That's today's question. If you can answer that for me, guess what? I've got a very cool Ready Set Real Estate visor and or Ready Set Real Estate merch shirt to give away. All right. So do you know the difference between a mortgage lender versus a mortgage servicer? That's today's pop quiz question. All right. We'll come back to that. Okay. All right. Let's jump into this. FHA's new 40-year mortgage option. Will it help buyers? Did you know FHA just approved a 40-year mortgage option? And this mortgage is going into effect May 8th of 2023. But guess what? The eligible borrowers must have an existing FHA insured loan. This applies to loan modification options, and the borrowers who are seeking to modify their existing mortgage from a 30-year mortgage to now a 40-year mortgage must be experiencing financial hardship and or in default of their current loan. I'm going to pause there. So remember, the question of today's topic was, will it help buyers? The FHA 40-year mortgage, will it help buyers? I want you to keep that in the back of your mind as we continue discussing this. What are the pros to the 40-year mortgage option? Well, let's talk about it. Number one, the focus right now is we're experiencing people just kind of adjusting post-pandemic. The moratoriums here in California and the counties have officially ended on March 31st. So what we're experiencing and going to see are a couple things. A bump in foreclosures, right? Those NODs. What are those NODs? What is NOD? So NOD notices will be filed. It's notice of default. And we are going to also see the NOT notices, right? So the NOD is notice of default. All right, write it down. Notice of default. Notice of default. And when we see the notice of default, if you or someone you know has received a notice of default, they should not ignore it. They need to contact a HUD housing counselor and or a real estate professional. Now, when I say contact a real estate professional, truth be told, not every real estate professional will assist you in keeping your home. That's just the hard truth of it. Not everyone is going to be here for home ownership retention. We do home ownership retention. This is why I do the show, is so that you have this information and you know the language that you should be asking of the professionals that you are speaking or consulting with. When you receive a notice of default, you should ask the real estate professional, do you assist with retention, home ownership retention? Okay. Patricia Johnson says she's in here. Okay, she wants to answer the question. I'll come back to it. So the question, of course, was, do you know the difference between a mortgage lender versus mortgage servicers? I see she's the first one to pop in here. So let's get to it real quick. I'll get to you shortly. So the notice of default should not be ignored. Reach out to the HUD housing counselor and or real estate professional that works with housing retention, because there are programs out here to assist in keeping your home. This is why, because California and the other states, and really just on a government level, right? Because this is what we're talking about with the FHA insured mortgages. They know that there is going to be a continuing increase of properties going in default, meaning people no longer affording their current mortgages, right? And that's for various reasons. They haven't returned back to work. The forbearance is up, right? The modification plan didn't quite work out. So there's various reasons that it's not going to work out. So the NOD is one, and the other one is notice of trustee sale. So your NOT would be the next one that I want to also pay attention to. The notice of default is filed 60 days after a missed mortgage payment. That means two missed mortgage payments. You will get this filing if that lender or mortgage servicer is on top of it. Sometimes it takes some time for them to file it, but they will eventually file it. And if you're in a state, in a deed of trust state, trust deed state, such as California, there is a process here in which they handle foreclosure proceedings. If you are in another state like Georgia, where foreclosures can be handled judicially, meaning they will get a court-ordered judgment to proceed with foreclosing and auctioning away your property, that is a process. But here in California and some other states that handle deed of trust, they record a deed of trust in the clause, in that clause, or in that contract, there is a clause that gives the lender or the note holder the right to foreclose on your property, meaning they get to foreclose or they get to move forward in the pre-foreclosure process, set an auction date, and sell the property as collateral for debt that is owed, essentially the entire loan balance. Okay, we've talked about that before. We'll be talking about it a lot more this year because we're just in that window. That's where we are now. We are in the foreclosures. We are in the short sales. We'll see a lot more of the probates and a lot more trust sales. Okay, so that's where we are right now. So one of the pros in terms of the new 40-year mortgage is that it does offer that lower monthly payment for those who are experiencing hardship. Those gives them the option to extend from a period of 15, 20, or 30 years to now 40-year option, which lowers the monthly payment, thereby making it what? More affordable. That's the second pro, is that the affordability is now that more tangible. The potential for more affordable home ownership for those who cannot afford a 15 or 30-year mortgage loan modification now extends to the 40-year. So now it gives them the option to keep that mortgage payment within what they're looking at, your debt-to-income ratio, right? Making sure that you still can afford the mortgage payment. Because even when people try to modify their mortgages who were experiencing hardship, modifying it on 30 years at the current rates was still not feasible. Therefore, effective May 8th, we'll start to see the 40-year a loan modification option become available to those existing borrowers. And that third pro is that you keep your home. You get to keep your home and you don't have to sell your property. You don't have to, you know, move and relocate and go through that whole process of uprooting your life. But I'm going to pause here because I do want to address that if you can't modify it, right? We've covered this on past episodes. I did an entire 8-part series on options in lieu of selling, meaning what can you do first before selling the property in order to keep your home, right? We focus on home retention. Those options, once exhausted, and if you've done all of them and it hasn't worked out, then the last resort in working with the HUD counseling advisor and or your real estate brokers or professionals is selling the home and then seeing if you can maybe downsize into something else, sometimes condo, townhome, or a smaller property, different location, if you decide you still want to maintain home ownership. Or guess what? 3 years after selling, you can jump back into the market as a re-entry buyer, and you'll be able to purchase another home. Given that your financial situation and conditions have improved, you'll be able to use the first-time buyer options 3 years after selling. And I'm saying 3 years because by HUD definition, you are considered a first-time buyer if you have not written off the mortgage interest deduction in the preceding 3 years. Preceding 3 years, meaning in the last 3 years that you are applying for a home loan. So there's a lot that I have packed in here in this segment for you to understand that if you have to sell and you no longer are a homeowner, guess what? It's not the end of it. Work with your real estate advisor and team. They can coach you through the next steps to get you back into a property when your situation improves. And of course, depending on what the market is doing. I like one of our lender partners says, buy when you qualify, not when all the noise is happening, when people are saying, oh, this is the time to do it. And, you know, don't do it because other people are doing it. Or don't do it because the media is saying to do it. Do it when it's right for you and your unique situation. Got it? Good. So cons, of course, we're talking about pros. Let's talk about those cons to this 40-year mortgage option. Overall, and this is kind of a sticker shock when you look at the amortization on something like this, is that you are going to pay overall higher interest cost due to the longer repayment period. You've just tacked on an additional 10 years of amortization. So we go from, you know, it's funny because my calculator, I know to do 360 because that's 360 payments. So now, so what is that? Oh my gosh. So now that's 12 times 10. That's another 120 plus 360. So that's now 480 payments. And that's 480 payments inclusive of interest on a 40-year mortgage. So that's the only thing. The question is, who is going to keep a 40-year mortgage, right? The second con is now it's slower equity buildup in the home due to lower monthly payments. It's going to take longer for you to build equity because of these monthly payments, meaning a bulk of your mortgage payments goes towards your interest for the first 10 to 15 years. I imagine adding a 40-year loan or 40-year mortgage option, you're probably now in the 20-year range where a good chunk of that mortgage payment that you send every month is going towards the interest and not necessarily building up or paying down the loan balance, thereby building up the equity portion of your property. And then the last one, of course, is despite what TikTok gurus say in social media, that one, this new 40-year mortgage is not for new buyers. So a little spin on today's topic was, will it help buyers? No, because it's not for first-time buyers. It's not for new homeowners. It is not available to them. It is only applicable to those who have an existing FHA insured loan that are in default and need a loan modification to maintain housing affordability. Now, this is one of the government's efforts in keeping people housed. You've got to remember, it is about keeping people housed, okay? All right, so let's get to that question I asked here. Patricia's got a response for me. Of course, if you have any questions outside of the show, you are more than welcome to send it to my email. This is my personal direct email, lisa@lasuperagent.com. Of course, if you'd like to learn more about what workshops and events that we have coming up, you can check out my site at lasuperagent.com. It's the best and easiest way to get in touch with us. It allows you to submit questions to the show and give us tips on what's going on. And if you'd like to share a scenario that you would like us to discuss, we'd love to provide some insight to that as well. So the question here is, do you know the difference between a mortgage lender versus a mortgage servicer? All right, so Patricia, you're up. Patricia says, the difference between a mortgage lender and servicer. The lender is the one that gives you the money and holds your loan. The servicer is the one that finds you a lender based on your credit and program. That's a half truth, half correct. So you've got the lender part correct. The mortgage lender funds the loan. They are the one issuing the loan. Your mortgage servicer is not the mortgage broker. That's who you're thinking of. So you're quite close, Patricia, but the mortgage servicer is the middle party who administers, or they handle the administration of the loan. oftentimes you'll get a statement from Mr. Cooper or C-Link, usually handling reverse mortgages. And there, those are your middle mortgage servicers. You'll get from PHH, Ocwen. There's a list of mortgage servicers. And oftentimes it's not the lender. The lender then sells your note oftentimes, many times. So the lender and the note holder, the person who owns your loan, changes in the background. And thanks to MERS, that's M-E-R-S, they need to report who owns that loan. Okay, so MERS is where you can find out who owns your loan. And I'm going to pull that up real quick. So your mortgage servicer is the person that sends out the mortgage statements. And I'm trying to see the website. They send out your mortgage statements. You collect your payment to them. They make sure they apply it. Now, here's why this is very important to know this difference, is because during the financial housing crisis, the middle person, which was your mortgage servicer, was the person that actually created a big issue with causing people to lose their homes, because they were reporting people were not making payments. This is why, just like you check on your phone bill, your property insurance, your car insurance, when you make a payment, you have to do your due diligence and read your mortgage statements to make sure your payments are being applied, that it is credited correctly and properly. Your mortgage servicer is the one handling the accounting for the lender. Okay. Very, very important, because every time I consult with people and I ask them this question, they oftentimes think that when they are asking for more time or asking for the loan modification, that they're asking the mortgage servicer. No, the mortgage servicer does not have the authority to approve changes to your loan in the event of a default, foreclosure, forbearance, or loan modification. That approval has to come from the note holder, who would then be the lender, or was the lender and sold the loan to someone else who's now the note holder. Okay. Very, very important. So I actually do want to jump. I just want to show you the MERS website so you know you're at the right place. MERS Mortgage. So let's go to... And I'm going to do a screen share for us real quick. So we'll do here and share the screen here. So MERS, boom. So essentially, this is what we're looking at. Okay. So you are, let me move that up here. Share that one more time because I moved it. So it says navigate the e-mortgage system. I don't like what it's doing. So let me remove that real quick. And share, stop sharing. Share this screen. Okay. So you want to go here and you can double check. Let me see. So go to homeowners here, learn and homeowners, right? So Access MERS is a free service that provides the current servicer and investor owner of the note. So let me zoom in here for us. Here we go. So see that here? This is understanding who owns your note, especially when you're facing a hardship and you need to communicate. This is why it's clear to understand the difference between your mortgage servicer and the note holder or the lender. So it says MERS is a servicer ID. This is something that came up during the times of, you know, banks selling those notes over and over and over and people not knowing who actually owns their note. And then sometimes the middle person or middle entity, like the mortgage servicer, not properly reporting payments. This is why it's important. So it's free, right? We like that. So it's free. That provides the current servicer and the investor owner of the note for loans registered on the MERS system. So here's the information that you need. You can access the this system by one of two things. Dial the toll-free number 888-679-6377 or access MERS by clicking this link here. And the information you need is one of three. Property address, borrower's name, and social security number. Borrower's name and the social security number or the unique mortgage identification number on the mortgage or deed of trust signed at closing. It says, don't worry if you don't know the MIN as it's not required. So if you want to bring a HUD housing counselor or a real estate professional on board to help you with something like this when you're facing a hardship, we can actually access the recorded document. So it's just a phone call and we can get that information. That way we can go ahead and plug it into this next information here. And then you go ahead and log in. And then it'll search for you. All right. Okay. So let me bring my window back here. Boom. Any comments, questions, and feedback? Found this information helpful today. You know me, I just enjoy debunking misconceptions. And I shared this post and I had this conversation with one of my lender partners and investors yesterday. And we were talking about the FHA 40-year mortgage. And I said, essentially, it's very telling when the government, right, the government offers new programs and new access. The reason being it's helpful is because it gives us insight to what the market is going to do. So right now we are anticipating a wave of foreclosures. Check with your state to see if they've enacted laws right now that allows first-time buyers, nonprofits, and owner-occupied buyers to purchase those foreclosed properties. Here in California, we're going to have our workshop talking about that. So check with your state. Patricia says, yes, it's very much helpful. Thank you. She's an agent in Georgia, and this is wonderful. And she says, and this has helped me for my own mortgage as well as info for me to help my clients. So wonderful. I am so happy that you found this valuable and a fellow Georgian realtor. So thank you for that, a real estate professional who can vouch that not everybody is paying attention to those mortgage statements or know this information or know the difference, but very important to know, as Patricia has shared and expressed, that this goes a long way when you're working on homeownership retention for your clients, okay? What else did I wanna share? With that being said, I think that's it. Patricia, I've got some swag goodies for you. So I've got a visor for you. Make sure you send me a DM. We'll ship it out to you. This comes in red, heather gray, white, and blue. Do we have black? I don't remember. So I've got a couple colors, but the Ready Set Real Estate, right? Let them know that you're ready. You stay ready. She says, thank you. All right. With that, I said, thank you for tuning in. You've caught us on our live. Now, if you're tuning in on the replay, make sure you hashtag replay. You subscribe, like, and share, and let somebody know what we're doing on the show. Again, Ready Set Real Estate is your number one real estate education podcast. And we're featured on as a Facebook Watch channel. Sometimes I forget to say that, but you know, I'm official of Facebook Watch channel, which is pretty cool. All right. We'll see you next week on another information-packed episode on Ready, Set, Real Estate. Take care, y'all. Have a very productive week.